the one, the major suit court, which has already been filed, related to maintenance by the Prime Minister to his wife, Rokadia. The one we are now bringing in the High Court is an urgent one. Is to interdict and stop the changing wedding.
So you want to stop the wedding next week?
Yes, definitely. Because if they get married, it automatically prejudices my kind. Because in terms of our law, then it means the Okadia can no longer be considered as a wife. Once they've contracted a white wedding, then they add the marriage to Okadia, which at the moment is potentially polygamous, ceases to be potentially polygamous.
But the Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says that he parted ways with Okadia.
Fortunately enough, you are an African, and more particularly, I take it as Shona. You don't simply say, I have parted ways. Just like you not say, I'm married. You must follow the procedure, right? He has not gone back to them and said, look, I no longer want your daughter as my wife. You know it, I'm sure. We call it gupuro. That's why there is that term, gupuro. You don't gupura someone by simply saying, they are no longer my wife. Well, how many people say that in anger? People have just said it in anger. You know that some people, when they are angry even with their children, they say, you are no longer my child. And children as well, if they are angry with their parents, they say, you are no longer my father. Does that stop you one being a father or a child? Simply because they made a statement to that effect.
What exactly was Mr. Tsvangirai supposed to do?
Under African Shona customary law, if Tsvangirai decided that he no longer wants Rokadia as his wife, he was supposed to give Rokadia gupuro and take her to her aunties, right, with that effect, right? And then the aunties would then take Rokadia to her parents and say, this is what your son-in-law is saying. He no longer wants this wife, Rokadia as his wife. That's it. And that is what happened. When he married Rokadia, he had to go through the motion, through his aunties, right? Who then introduced Tsvangirai and his family to the Nyatsanya's family, and then he paid Robora. So that process needs to be reversed. And that process of reversing that marriage has not been done.
Mr. Tsvangirai said that he had not paid Lobola. He had just paid some money to formalize the relationship.
But have you ever heard of it? What was he paying? If he was not paying Lobola, what was he paying? Have you ever heard of some payment that is made to formalize the relationship? What kind of that? Mapoto or what? What was he paying? In Shona, there is no such customary law. There is no such process. And the tradition, there is no such process of justice. You just pay. If he was just paying, why did he ask him, hey, if he was just paying, because he's known, why did he ask her to go and stay with his mother?